This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, Day-Day's dedication to this show is second to none. Carl's off today. He'll be back to work with us Monday. Don't forget, a very special Monday, a very special edition of Dukes and Bell. We're going to be working with Randy Mack, and always love working with Randy. And we'll have some fun over at Signy, as we mentioned, at the Nest, fourth floor. So, you know, whether you're, I know it's early to get your tailgating started, or maybe you're just playing hooky on Monday, come have some brunch. I'm thinking Bloody Marys, man. And we'll get things rolling at 11 and talk Falcons, and also the big weekend stories like the Auburn-Georgia game. We're going to talk to Mark Schlabaugh coming up at 3:20, so stay tuned for that. But I mentioned Day-Day to start the show. He's off today because he's got duties tonight with the high school football scoreboard show. And here he is. A man came in. So I told him to take the day off, man. We did our pre-show. And by the way, we got a lot of stuff, man. We got a lot of stuff. We now have this new – what did Knox say we have to call the thing now? I used to call it the Dukes and Bell pre-show show. I like that. That was elegant, simple, kind of fun.
Behind the curtain?
Now it's Behind the Curtain with Dukes and Bell. And today, Behind the Curtain, you get to see my signal drop for about 30 seconds, and then it came back on because my Wi-Fi sucks at home. But we got through. We soldiered through. But no, Day-Day was on, and we talked about it. It's on Twitch. It's on YouTube. And we were like, come on, Day-Day, take the day off. But he's coming in because he's dedicated. He'll give us the pick segment. He is the leader in the clubhouse right now with our picks, the only man over 500. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, it's time to talk some foosball. It's a 4th-and-1. And it's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. You know, we know that the competition committee wants to kill the tush push. And I've always said, Abe, it's un-American when a coach or a team comes up with something that you can't stop. And, you know, build a better mousetrap. You go and stop it. But if you're not doing it legally, then you've got to call it. The refs now, this is twice it's been documented, they're offsides. And they're jumping offsides. It's glaringly obvious, but the line judge apparently is not calling it. This thing is going to go away. And I think last night when you run it as many times, was it 4 in a row? Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, and it's, for me, it's less about whether you can run it legally and more, it's not on them to run it legally or illegally. It's on the officials to call it properly.
Right.
If it cannot be officiated, and I think that's going to be where the discussion is. Can it be officiated properly? And if not, they will make the rule change, whatever it may be.
But if you're calling it the right way, I've never seen them, when they have that eye in the sky, you know, it always looked like they did it legally. Now this year, they're cheating.
That's the thing that doesn't make sense to me, Mike. And again, maybe it comes down to Jason Kelce and some of the line changes they have. I don't remember ever having a discussion of these guys are running this play and they are false starting on this play. Mm. We saw it, I don't know how many times, I think it was back in week 2 when they were on national TV, whatever it was, and I'm like, they're jumping 3 out of the 5 times they ran this play, and then again, obviously last night. If it can't be officiated, if they cannot penalize it properly, they may have to get rid of it. I just don't remember it being an issue, and all of the sudden, and maybe, Mike, is there a directive from the NFL? A little hush-hush directive to say, hey, Let's make sure everyone knows that this play is being run improperly.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, it just if you simply call them offsides, now they're moving 5 yards back,
and you can't run it.
And now they're not running it. So it doesn't make it. Well, a lot of things about the NFL that don't make sense, but how the game is being called. Jackson Dart, man, 17 to 25, 195 and a touchdown, but making moves with his legs. Scored on a running touchdown, 20-yard scamper, 58 yards altogether. And Giants fans are feeling like, hey. This is the guy. I heard last night Herb Street saying it's amazing how, you know, one guy, yes, it is the most important position, but one guy can change seemingly the fortunes of a franchise, which, again, has had an eight-game losing streak in the division, which is nuts. Last night, I thought the Eagles were going to get right. I thought this is the game. They get it in A.J. Brown's hands. Now we find out A.J. Brown, who is – we got to categorize him. If not diva, it's like, what is it about wide receiver? And it makes you feel so good about Drake London. He's not a diva.
Right.
He doesn't complain. He could bellyache about a contract. He doesn't. He's just putting his head down doing the work. Only thing we had to deal with was a hamstring, and that's obviously just part of the game. But you hear now the media says, hey, how about that meeting you guys had? He goes, what meeting? Well, everyone saw the meeting. It was Saquon and Jalen Hurts and you were talking, and now he says, no, I don't know. No, he's not even acknowledging that there was some kind of confab between the three biggest players on the team.
It's just like, why are you trying to play around with words, right? Because he admitted today later, it's like, oh, yeah, we had a talk. Oh, I just don't consider that a meeting. It's like, dude, you knew what we were talking about. What are we doing
here?
Yeah,
now we're going to – it's the semantics bowl with A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Either way, A.J. Brown – last night, did you get him involved? What was it like? Was this the big – no, 6 for 80. So, yes, he did have 6 receptions, 9 targets. Unfortunately, it was Devontae Smith, wide open, well-designed play. And whether he just gets twisted on his route, Jalen Hurts put the ball. So that's, I guess, a look at the film and figure out who to blame. But immediately in Philly, they always blame Jalen Hurts. I thought, you know, it was on the wide receiver. Wandale Robinson, the only real weapon down the field the Giants have, he scores, had 84 yards. But the big story for Big Blue, Cam Scataboo, who's got a hot girlfriend, shocking, and then later taking his shirt off, him and Jackson Dart posing for the photo. But a lot of folks feeling when Jackson Dart got knocked out of the game, well, the doctor that signed off on him getting back in the game, was that really the protocol?
Independent neurophysician or whatever the...
Players Association's taking a look at it.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the least surprising thing about it, right? I mean, Daboll sees one pass from Russ Wilson and pops his own. He leaves the field. He goes into the tent. He doesn't care what's happening in game. He's like, hey, we got to get this guy back out here. What's going on here? I don't know if they just speed run through their concussion test or how long it's supposed to take. But, there are some questions being raised. Look, the good news is here, Mike, nothing else happened after that. The worst situation would be you get him approved or passed. He takes another hit. And now you're dealing with some sort of nonsense to a situation.
Right.
It's still scary. You got to remember how big, fast, strong these guys are.
Right.
Glad he worked out. But boy, that's a sore sight for Giants to know everything has to be in the hands of Jackson Dart. Russell Wilson can't do nothing no more.
It's Haynes King, like for the NFL, you know, how Georgia Tech approaches their offense. But this guy is a one-man gang. Charismatic, fun, the crowd's loving it. But yeah, the NFL will take a look at this because you said it. Daboll's like, reminded me of Coach Peterson in high school, to our buddy Richie Camerata, when we played Roosevelt High School, Eddie Murphy's High School. We had already locked up the division, and they were saving me and Bartolucci and LaRocca for the playoffs. So Richie had to pitch. And Richie's like, oh, my arm, because he'd been playing money for stickball.
Oh, my arm. He'd
been
broken.
He literally was doing Rodney Dangerfield, and he'd been playing stickball that day for money at another high school, and word got back to Coach Peterson, who looked like Hulk Hogan with black hair. He listens to the show every once in a while. Anyway, so Peterson goes, Camerata, you're going to stay out there until your arm is a bloody stump. Which is, you know when you sign your yearbook and there's like the inside jokes from, you know, that
right,
year?
Right.
Year, until your arm is a bloody stump. And that's always been the mantra. Every time we get together, Richie's got a bunch of restaurants in New York, but it's always, that's the run. He looks like Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy. Picture that in a baseball uniform. That was Richie. Kind of like a comic relief. But anyway, I digress. That's what Daboll was saying. Russell, get out of there. I don't know what. Who are you? I'm Jackson Dart. Where are you? I'm in Gotham. Close enough.
Good enough. Good
and
enough.
Technically, New York is. So they got him back out there.
That's right.
So he gets in, gets the job done. Bengals, meanwhile, get Joe Flacco starting this week. Second start against the Packers. But now Jamar Chase's status is up in the air. Apparently, he's got an illness. And I'm not sure if that's a stomach illness or whatever. He's going to get some fluid. You got, of course, until Sunday to go. But for you fantasy owners, keep an eye on it. Jamar Chase might not be 100.
Yeah, and he's not going to be 100 at any point this year with the quarterback play that they're about to get.
I mean,
it's not like you would bench him in fantasy maybe this week, like you said. But, like, what are they doing, man? Like, Flacco's not saving the season.
Well, they didn't.
The season's lost again.
I haven't found anything that was concrete that said there was a conversation between the Bengals and the Falcons. And perhaps Kirk Cousins, the Falcons are sticking to their guns, or they say, look, we pay for this insurance policy.
Yeah.
It's an expensive one. We'll just hold on to it.
Well, I did see they specifically were not reaching out to the Giants about Russ or Jameis.
Right.
So it would make sense that they didn't reach out to the Falcons either.
Jameis would have been like Fitzpatrick. You get a bounce for that, maybe two or three games, but he goes back to being what he is. Flacco at this stage, I mean, that offensive line, I saw some memes where they had it was Sean Penn and Dead Man Walking. Flacco realizing he's gone from a bad offensive line to a worse one.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, Flacco will be better than Browning because he gets rid of the ball quick. I was like, he can't move.
Yeah.
Like a sleeper cell. This is just a lost season. Right. The question for me, Mike, is when do T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson start talking about being moved? Because based on their contracts, that's probably the next. This is a totally lost season. I don't see a way in which they come back, Joe Burrow, in December. This team is still in it, and he can get right quick and get them to the playoffs. That's if his timeline's even accurate.
Chiefs had a tough loss to the Jaguars. Speaking of the refs getting involved, my God, Jags. I know there's a lot of penalty yards on the Chiefs, and the refs still screwed up two major possessions in that one. Xavier Worthy didn't practice yesterday, and it doesn't sound like he's at risk of missing the game against the Lions. Andy Reid today at his press conference saying that they think he'll be good to go. Worthy to be able to play without limitations. So if you're a fantasy owner, see where that goes. Chiefs don't pass the eye test this year.
No, and I know we're going to talk with Mark Schlabach. It's a little bit like Georgia to me, where you look at them and you feel them out, and I just don't know if I'm scared of them anymore. Like that's how I feel about the Chiefs. And look, their schedule's been a juggernaut, right? They got to deal with a lot of good teams. They look good against the Ravens, but we've seen what the Ravens maybe are defensively. It's a nightmare. I'm with you, Mike. I'm not buying it with the Chiefs right now. And maybe it's one of those things where they can get healthy, get hot. They'll get Rashe Rice back at some point here in the next week. And maybe the offense takes off in the playoffs. Maybe they can do something if they can get there. They don't scare me right now.
We're going to get the latest on Buffalo, by the way. Sal Capaccio is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Does sidelines for the Bills. We'll see what's going on, you know, with who's banged up and who's going to play for them. We do find out that A.J. Terrell's own words feels he's 100%. Matt Milano tried to play and made it worse. So he's now probably out at linebacker. But we'll get the latest on Buffalo coming up. The other big games this weekend, divisional battle with the Browns and the Steelers. They finally sign off. And Stefanski says, yes, Shedeur Sanders is my number two behind Dylan Gabriel.
It's interesting because Dylan Gabriel's got a little bit of Jackson Dart to him. And I don't necessarily mean rallying the team to victory. I mean, he's probably going to get hurt and have to be out of the game for a play here or a play there. We've already seen it happen once or twice this season. He takes hits. And so I'm interested to see if in that case, Shedeur will get on the field and what happens.
49ers at the Bucks, by the way, and that's an interesting spread. 3.5. I love it at 3. I think it's getting down to 3. I think I might take it. But Baker Mayfield getting a lot of love for MVP. And it's funny, we played some of the sound from yesterday where, you know, he was characterized as basically Johnny Football. Like, he's a brat and he's immature. And we said it. There's a growth I mean, think of yourself at 21. Now give yourself 15 to 25 million, you know, and where your head's going to be at. He matured. He's a leader. They love him in Tampa Bay. And every single season this guy's played football at the pro level, he's had a different offensive
coordinator. I was an early adopter, Mike. I was a very early adopter. And you got to remember, when I worked in Cleveland, I saw a lot of ties to Cleveland, still do. I was an early adopter of, like, man, Baker Mayfield's a dude. Someone's going to make a mistake here. Cleveland did. And Tampa's been a beneficiary, much to the Falcons' issue.
Hey, man, join 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game. That'll be Monday night, guys, for the Falcons flyover. Is that Chris, guys? Who's doing the flyover this week? Chris will have the duties. Hey, it's Turtle, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Falcons. That's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons game all season long on 92.9 The Game. We'll come back. Mark Schlabach had a great article going down memory lane with Georgia and Auburn. We'll talk college football. And what does he think about a very scary game for the Dogs on the Plains?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, if you're an athlete, you'll be firing this up, but they're going to be at Jordan-Hare on the planes. They're going to be honoring Cam Newton. That Eagle's going to fly in, and they're going to be bananas because everyone's going to be tuned up on brown liquor with a full day to get ready for Georgia and Auburn, the oldest rivalry in the Deep South. Great article, by the way, from Mark Schlabaugh. We were talking about it with Barbara Dooley on a Wednesday show, and Barbara was talking about when they turn the hoses on the fans all the way back in 86. Mark joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. How you been, brother?
I've been good. How are y'all?
Good, man. Again, great writer for many years and covering all of college football. Mark, just off of your first impressions, we hadn't spoken in a while. Georgia passed the eye test, or is Kirby just dealing with the new landscape of football and just doesn't have the depth that he had for those natty years?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the new reality for everybody. You're not going to sit there and stockpile talent anymore and stack five-star on top of five-star and wait for kids to develop, because if they don't play as a freshman or sophomore, they're more than likely going to leave. You see it with the kid who transferred to Missouri and leads the SEC in sacks. But, you know, he's having to play a lot of young kids, and they've certainly had some growing pains.
I know you say it's the new normal, but for most of us, Mark, we don't treat it that way. We're still viewing as it's title or bust every single year. Is that eventually changed from the fan mindset? Are you okay with a year here or there, or is it – just kind of what Kirby's going to have to deal with the rest of his time in Athens?
No, I mean, I was over in Oxford last week and met with Lane Kiffin, and he told me dynasties are dead. You know, the Bamas and the Georgias under Kirby when they won back-to-back titles, those days are over. You know, there's just too much parity with the transfer portal and NIL, and he said the thing that worried him was exactly what you're talking about, that fans aren't going to be able to adjust to the numbers, that schools that are used to winning 10, 11, 12 games a year, that if they're only winning 9, then the team stinks and the coach sucks and, you know, fire everybody. But it's going to take an adjustment from everybody.
But it is the new reality, man. Mark Schlabaugh is with us, guys. We're talking about Damon Wilson. For those who don't remember, that was a five-star edge rusher. And Georgia fans are like, what happened here? I mean, was it simply money? There is a family connection. His dad played with his D-line coach, so there's a connection there. Either way, that guy would be the best player on Georgia right now if he was here. Auburn doesn't do a great job as far as protecting the quarterback. Is this a game where maybe Georgia gets healthy in the pass rush?
I mean, everybody else has. It's kind of like honk if you've sacked Jackson Arnold this month. You know, Georgia has not been able to get pressure on the quarterback for the most part, did a little bit better against Kentucky. That Auburn offensive line has not been good. You know, we'll see. They've had Hugh Freeze has had 2 weeks to prepare. It's a night game. I mean, Georgia's dominated the series, but it you know, those games over there typically have been tough. 2 years ago, they needed a touchdown from Brock Bowers late to get it done. So, you know, it'll be a challenge.
I think a lot of fans, and myself included, thought that Georgia would get better as this season has gone on, and I'm not entirely sure that they have. They certainly haven't impressed me week by week, and part of that, I think, falls to me not knowing what their identity is, especially on offense. What do you view their identity as right now offensively, and is that what it needs to be as the season continues?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's impossible to say just because they've been so banged up on the offensive line. Mm. I mean, they started two true freshmen on the right side of the line against Kentucky. I think it was the first time since 2008 that they've had two freshmen starting on the offensive line. If they can get a couple guys back, Ernest Green, and, you know, just get healthy and have some continuity up front, I think you'll start to see better production. But, you know, they went out and spent a ton of money on wide receivers. One of them has been pretty good, Zachariah Branch. Noah Thomas, for whatever reason, really hasn't been much of a factor. The tight ends, you know, you're used to Georgia really utilizing the tight ends in the passing game, and that hasn't happened because guys are having to stay in and block. So, you know, I think we're seeing a little bit more identity. I think Gunnar Stockton's got more confident throwing the ball down the field. His legs are a weapon. They're a good physical running team with Bowers stepping up, number 33. You know, we'll see. They just got to grow up and they got to get healthy.
Mark Schlabaugh is with us, guys, talking college football. I know you had that article with Lane Kiffin about a week ago where he was saying, look, dynasties are over. You know, and yeah, it kind of feels that way. Alabama under Saban, that'll stand the test of time. But now, Kalen, and by the way, I was down in Tallahassee for that Alabama. I still don't know what happened there. But what do you think about this game with Mizzou? A noon start? Is it a trap for Bama? Or are they rolling now, Mark?
I was at the Vandy game last week. You know, everybody was ready to fire DeBoer after the first game. And that guy's a heck of a football coach. He's won everywhere he's been. Nobody wanted that job. Mike Norvell turned it down. Stu Sarkisian turned it down. You know, nobody wants the role of replacing the GOAT, but the board took it on. You know, lost 4 games last year. That can't happen. You know, can't lose it to Florida State. You know, but nobody really knew what to expect from Florida State. Only won 2 games last year, and Norvell did a good job building it back up. Lost their last 2, but you know, Ty Simpson's playing really well, as efficient as anybody. Took a couple of sacks last week. But it's a tough game. Columbia's a tough trip. You know, it's further than most in the SEC. And Drinkwitz has done a really nice job.
Auburn and Georgia, one of the best rivalries in all of college football historically, obviously. Oklahoma and Texas, another one. The Red River Shootout coming to you this Saturday, and fascinated to see that Texas is favored in this game. Obviously, we know John Mateer, may he go, maybe he doesn't go. Texas has been one of the most disappointing teams in the entire country. When you take a look at the Longhorns under Sark, is this about Arch? Is it about what's around him? Is it a conglomeration of all the above? Mm-hmm. And do you think Oklahoma can stay undefeated on Saturday?
It's all the above. You know, we had a college football summit back in August up in Bristol, Connecticut, and Ryan McGee and I were sitting in the back of the room, and we were going to have a separate breakout session for Arch Manning stories. And I spoke up and said, can we let the kid play a game first?
Right.
I covered some of his high school games down in New Orleans as a sideline reporter. He's tremendously talented. I talked to an SEC defensive coordinator last week who said, he throws the out ball better than 95% of the quarterbacks in America. Does he make some mistakes? Yeah, but he's a first-time starter. He's a first-time starter playing in the SEC, and he's starting for Texas. You know, I don't know that he's going to be a superstar. I think he's got the talent to do it. You know, they lost Matthew Golden. They lost Isaiah Bond. Their top 2 weapons, lost the big tight end from a year ago, lost a ton of guys on the offensive line, a couple first-round, second-round picks at offensive tackle. you know, I've always had questions about Sark a little bit, just because he's never done it as a head coach. You know, he did it as an offensive coordinator at USC and at Alabama with Nick Saban, but on his own has never really won that much. So we'll see. I mean, a lot of it obviously rides on whether or not Mateer plays. I find it interesting that Oklahoma's been practicing inside all week when it's 80 degrees and sunny in Norman. So we'll see what happens.
Going to be battle, man. My partner Carl is off today, Mark, and he went to Texas. So needless to say, you know, every time we bring this up, I'm echoing your sentiments. I just don't trust Sark. And I think Sark's tightness, it reflects on that team. Another coach who's got to win the big one. He's winning some big ones already. That's Dan Lanning, the job with Oregon. I never thought, Mark, in my life I'd be excited about an Oregon-Indiana game. Do you buy Indiana's physicality, the toughness on defense? Because Cignetti runs his mouth, but he's been backing it up this year.
Nah, I mean, look, I grew up in Indiana. I can remember when they would go 0-11 or 0-10 every year. It is amazing what he's been able to do there in what, two seasons now? But, you know, he went out and he got Kyle Mendoza, the quarterback from Cal, who's suddenly an NFL draft darling. A lot of scouts really impressed with him so far. He was a guy that Kirby Smart had an interest in. You know, it's a tough trip going all the way across the country. Eugene is a really tough environment. If I'm an SEC team and I'm looking for a coach at the end of the season, I'm taking a long look at Cignetti because he's won everywhere he's been, did a great job at James Madison. And like you said, Mike, he's confident as hell and, you know, takes exception to questioning their schedule or anything else, but he's a proven winner.
Well, while we're focusing on where Cignetti may coach next, the Florida Gators go on the road this weekend. Number 5, Texas A&M. And I know A&M's kind of been in the discussion the last couple of years. They've hovered near 7, 8, 10, 12, and ultimately a late-season loss puts them out of the playoffs. Is this year different for them down there? It just feels like, boy, I don't know a ton about this team yet in Texas. Florida obviously coming off that big Texas win, carrying a little momentum on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I've got a buddy who's a big Texas A&M fan, and he talks about Aggie battered syndrome all the time, about, you know, going so long without a conference title and always being second fiddle and the redheaded stepchild to Texas in that state. And, you know, they're finally sitting here 5-0, and you still kind of wonder, are they for real? Really tight game with Auburn a couple of weeks ago, and that goes back to Auburn. Auburn's lost two really close games on the road, so maybe they're not as bad as we think. But pulled away from Mississippi State last week. Elko's a really good defensive coach, was a great defensive coordinator at Notre Dame and some other places, Texas A&M under Jimbo.
Right.
But he's got that side of the ball fixed, and we'll see. You know, Marcel Reed's got to make more plays, turn it over a little bit less, but I think they could be right there in the mix.
Hey, Mark. Mark Schlabaugh with us from ESPN. Before we cut you loose, I've known Brent Key since he was a lineman, you know, blocking for George Godsey. I love the Tech story, but it just seems like, man, at some point, if anything happens to Haynes King, they're just dead in the water. I know you could say that about a lot of teams in the starting quarterback, but do you believe that Tech could be undefeated by the time they play Georgia?
Yeah. I mean, I love what Brent Key's done there. You know, his toughness and his lineman mentality just oozes out of him. His kids have bought in. They were, you know, they should have won the game against Georgia last year. And if, you know, they can get to Atlanta at the end of the year with an unbeaten record, you know, that's going to be one heck of a ball game on Black Friday. You know, I agree with you on Haynes King. I think Philo is a pretty good quarterback to back up.
Yep.
Played well last year, but, you know, they beat Clemson. We don't know what to expect, what to really make out of Clemson, but then, you know, kind of did what Tech's done the last couple of years and went to Wake Forest and almost got beat, and Wake Forest had to miss a two-point conversion at the end to win. So tough trip to Duke, tougher than most people think. They always seem to have a little bit of trouble at NC State, and then get BC on the road, who's really struggling, and then Pitt at home, I think,
right
before the Georgia game. So they could be right there in the mix. There's some people at ESPN that I work with that have them in the 12-team playoff right now. I haven't gone that far, but they're one of my first few out.
Be a lot of fun, man. Just the physicality, changing the culture of Tech. Well, great to catch up, brother. It's been a minute, Mark. I always love reading your stuff, man. Thanks for coming on.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You got it. Mark Schlabaugh, guys, from ESPN, ESPN.com. A reminder, you can join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. You can share the best work on the grill tweeting at the morning shift. That's the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning right here on 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon is in for Carl Dukes. We got Day-Day. The man just doesn't know how to take a day off, and he's hot. He's leading with the picks. And we got some good news about a game that we like, and the number just got into our favor. We'll get you some winners and make you some loot next on Duke.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jabelle, it's time to make some money. Right now, Day-Day's the only guy making anybody some loot. Again, if you know gambling, and we know gambling, if you're 52 to 54%, you're having a good year. 50-50 is obviously that would be breaking even. But we want to make you some loot, especially with the vig trying to get up to 55% or higher. Right now, the show is not doing that. Oren is at 9-9. I'm at 8-10. And bringing up the rear is our man, nationally syndicated radio host Carl Dukes at 4-14. Abe is in for Carl today. Who's
4-14.
Now,
technically, he's now 5-14 because his pick last night
he took
Tulane.
He took Tulane.
Yeah.
Tulane did beat ECU. They covered, right?
Yep.
So Carl now moves to 5-14. Like the big, little acorn that becomes the big oak. Abe Gordon's in for Carl. And Carl, we talked about yesterday, guys. Take care of yourself. He was getting a checkup today. Make sure the ticker's okay.
I can make any pick I want.
Yeah.
It won't. compared to what Carl's record is, I'll feel good about it.
You can't do 10 games worse than he is doing right now.
My goodness.
We used to have a rule in place. If you ever got 10 games under 500, you were out.
That's it.
But it's never.
We amended it, though, so that can't be this early in the season.
It's never, ever happened. Like, at one point, maybe by November, Halloween, whatever. But no, I mean, never had a guy like started out of the gate as poorly as Carl did. But perhaps this is a sign of the times as he took the green wave over ECU, a game that was on ESPN, so you could find it. I have a game this week that'll probably draw some heat from my partners.
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned.
Get ready, Day-Day. Get ready.
It's a moneymaker, and it is on television.
On CBS Sports Network, huh?
As we say, exactly. As we say in the Bible. And by the way, there's a youth pastor who lives in Sandy Springs, and he always loves when I do bring the Bible into the show. The last shall be first. Carl's picks. What did he say? What does he say, Day-Day?
All right. So in addition to what he got last night, he's going to take Clemson, 13.5 favorite over Boston College.
Okay, that seems pretty easy, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then he's going to take USC, a 2.5 favorite over Michigan.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the Coliseum.
Yeah, and there'll be like 30,000 Michigan fans going to Southern California.
I mean, it's going to be a good atmosphere, but I think I like his call on that.
Right,
I'm not mad at
it. USC did get up to a decent start to the season.
These picks seem like Carl is sort of like playing. He's bowling with the bumpers up right now. It just seemed real simple.
Wow.
He's trying to get back in the thick of things.
Carl being called simple by Big O. How about that?
No, his picks are simple.
I know what I heard.
Make sure I clarify. Let's make sure I said the right thing, okay?
I mean, just once you cue up Simple Man by Skinner. I mean.
Right. All right, who's next? Man. Is it you, Mike?
All right, man. Being next at 8 and
now
10.
You did also take the Colts.
Yes, and I got some good news. Uh-huh. Thanks to MGM, which now is it down to 6.5. So let's jump on that with 2 feet. That means and me are in the same boat.
Yep.
Not to steal your thunder.
It's all good.
But Colts have got a really good defense, guys, and they're a better team at home. And it is the blank show that is the Cardinals coming
east. Kyler Murray even playing?
He did not practice today.
He did practice today.
He was going to practice today.
He was throwing to the backups, though. Jacoby Brissett was throwing to the starters.
And
Kyler Murray was throwing to the backups.
So I love it at 7.5. Liked it at 7. I mean, oh, my God. All over it at -6.5. So I'm going to jump on the Colts.
All right. So you got that one.
All right, man. I think Cowboys have turned the corner with the offense. I'm going to take the Cowboys -3 against Carolina Panthers. I know that we did what we did against Carolina, and I know that still sticks in the craw. And you never want anything sticking in your craw. But even though it'll be at Carolina, everybody, of course, is a Cowboys fan, and their uncle will be there. So I'm going to take the Cowboys -3. I think that Dak will have some big day throwing the football to Pickens and Co. All right, here's where it gets sideways, where they make fun of me, Abe. But a winner is a winner. Chicken dinner. I'm going to take it out west. The Fighting Dan Mullins. The Running Rebels.
UNLV?
Shut up, Orin. -6.5.
That's over, undefeated.
Six,
all right.
6-0 over Air Force. -6.5.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What channel is it on, Mike?
CBS Sports Network.
Oh, UNLV's having a good season, though.
That's the point, Day-Day.
I know. But
see, if Carl was here right now, he'd back me up on this.
Hey, Carl would be jumping on this with 2 feet. He'd have seen it in my handwriting and probably stolen the pick.
He would be with me right now saying that it's... One of my oldest friends
in Las Vegas, a guy named Nader Chutney, who used to work at the old Rum Jungle, and man, we've been boys forever. He's a casino host, and he's telling me, and every week, he's like, man, you got to jump on Dan Mullen, man. He goes, UNLV is hot. So I mean, yeah, and they are, and they beat. I made some money on them off of UCLA earlier this year.
I will say they have played a number of close call games this year.
That's correct.
Yeah,
but
have.
I think Air Force is pretty awful.
I've been watching UNLV quite a bit.
All right, so
I'm keeping my eye. You
don't hate this pick?
No.
Okay.
I'm keeping my eye on what Mullen's going on.
All right, Running Rebs -6.5.
All right, there it is. Big O, it's on you.
I, too, am taking UNLV. No, I'm not taking
it. By the way, since Abe didn't hear it, I took the Mean Green of North Texas early this year against Army, and it was an easy cover on the over in that game.
Yeah, also,
and since then, they've been breaking my chops about games you can't fight.
Speaking of North Texas, sorry, Orin.
No, please.
I'm taking South Florida tonight.
Yep.
+2.5 against North Texas.
I like the over in that game as well. Mm. Both teams are going to score a lot of points. But anyway, back to you, Orin.
Speaking of games that are going to be on TV and actual viable networks here, let's go with the Red River.
Hey, Brian McFadden gets a paycheck from CBS Sports.
He does, but is he going to be doing UNLV? Is he going to Vegas this weekend?
I don't know.
Probably not. Let's do the Red River shootout here. The under is 45.5.
Mm-hmm.
Mateer may be playing, but he may have a hurt hand, so don't know if they're going to score points. But Oklahoma has turned to be a very defensive team this year, and we've all seen what Texas cannot do on offense. So give me the under on that one at 45.5.
All right.
The Jets are looking for their first win this week. They are 6.5-point underdogs against Denver.
Okay.
And they will be still looking for a win this week as I'm getting to think of the Broncos -6.5. Okay. And then
so you feel Bo Nix has got it dialed in now.
I think that win last week is going to kind of propel them a little bit here. And then I wish y'all hadn't seen that 6.5 Indy because I wrote that one down too. But yeah, give me Indy -6.5. I'm sorry.
The kiss of death.
The dreaded trifecta. Yes.
Oh, three guys on the same game. I don't think we've ever won.
Well, like UGA covering a big spread last week, there's always the first.
Right.
So maybe this week is the first that happens. Three of us take the same game.
And by the way, before we get to Day-Day, how do we feel about Georgia and Auburn? Nobody's betting it. I'm not touching it.
You know, I think I told you guys. Maybe I didn't. My concern with Georgia is that offensive line. And,
right.
And
a good defensive line from Auburn.
Exactly. Right. I mean, they lead the conference in sacks, so that's a concern.
It's a weird thing. They lead the conference in sacks, but then they also have given up like 21 sacks this year with Jackson Arnold. So
yeah. Right.
If this is the week for UGA's pass rush to kick up, if not this week, I don't know when.
Mm, I'm with you. All right, man. So once again, review, Ori, who are your picks?
All right, give me the Oklahoma-Texas game, the under at 45.5, Denver -6.5 versus the Jets, and Indy -6.5 versus Arizona.
I hate that we're all on the Colts. All right, and now
we'll see how it goes.
The man in front right now, Day-Day, is having a good year. He is at 10-8. What you got?
All right, so first off, let me real quick give a shout-out to Derek. I was at the barbershop today. He heard
Oh, he does look tight.
He heard me and
you were looking a little bit like Pookie there the other day. It's tight. Yeah, you got it dialed in.
So he heard me, my barber, and my barber Brent, and another barber, Chris, talking about the Falcons today. And he was like, excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Are you Day-Day? And then he told me how he recognized my voice from the station, loves all the shows on the station, from morning shift all the way on, named almost all of us. So just wanted to give him a shout out real quick. Appreciate you, Derek, listening and supporting us. All right, I am going to take the Bucks. Now, I took it yesterday, I told you guys, because the numbers moved. I took them at their 2.5 favorite yesterday, so I want them there, but it did go to 3.5. They're a 3.5 favorite now, yes. So I'm going to take the Bucks over the 49ers. We all know we've got the Colts.
You can have it at 2.5.
No, you cannot. It's got to be the line. We just jumped our Colts up to down to 6.5. It's the line at the time.
Oh, come on.
Hey, man. You know the rules, Joe. 3.
Is that really
I'll
rule,
split the baby at King Solomon. You get it at 3.
All right. I'll take it at 3. Jeez.
You know the rules?
This is your show's rules.
No, they wouldn't let me back out.
Your line worked in your favor.
Correct.
So you took it.
But we go with the line at the time.
If your line had jumped to 8.5, you still taking Colts?
No.
Okay.
See, thank you, Abe. Gosh, somebody would.
It's 3G and it's 3.5 in some books.
You know what?
Now you're babbling like a book.
All right, this is actually my first time doing two NFL games, so those are the two. My third one will be a college game. I'm going to take the under on the Alabama-Missouri at 51.5.
At noon is a tricky one. Yeah, 11 a.m. out there.
Yeah, but you know, defenses typically. I think it might have been Randy. You know, defenses typically play well in noon games. They kind of get off to a quicker start. Alabama's defense, for me, the last two outings, they've been playing very good football. So I like that. I know that running back for Missouri, I can't think of his name
right Hardy.
Now. Yes, that kid is special. But, you know, I think if they can bottle him up, I really think that this will be kind of around one of your 24, you know, 20 type games right there. So give me the under on Alabama, Missouri.
I like it, man. I'm just checking Cowboys-Panthers injuries before the segment is over because this is the statute of limitations.
Shuba Hubbard is out.
Once we hit the commercial break, it's it. Yeah,
Rico Dowdle revenge game?
I picked up Rico.
230 last week or something?
I picked up Rico Dowdle in my fantasy league just because I got a bye week. I got some other dudes out. And Derrick Henry, you can't trust. And without Lamar Jackson, they're just going to key on Derrick Henry, so he's going to do nothing. You know, it's just a train
Cooper
wreck in
Rush
Baltimore.
Revenge game? No.
Good luck with that. All right, man. Good stuff, man. So to review, Day-Day, just for the listeners, your picks?
I'm taking the Bucks at 3 over the 49ers, Colts at 6.5 over the Cards, and then the under on Alabama-Missouri, which is 51.5.
We're all on Indy at 6.5. Cowboys -3. I've got the running reps -6.5 over Air Force. What were Carl's picks?
Carl is taking, he picked up one last night.
Tulane.
And then Clemson 13.5 versus BC, and then USC 2.5 over Michigan.
Seems okay. I don't know about me.
All college this week, Carl did.
Yeah,
he did. All right, man. Speaking of college, guys, 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta, and a ton of really great stuff. Starts Saturday, tomorrow morning at 8 with the College Football Game Time. Brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. And by Alumni Hall. Shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's for Fan Shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Lil G, Garrett Chapman. We'll set the stage for all of the big matchups. And then, guys, at 11:30, we were just talking about this off the air, Ohio State taking on Illinois and the Fighting Bielmas. You think Illinois got anything for Ohio State? Ohio State's a big fave in this one.
They finally look like they got right on offense last week. If that shows up again this week, maybe I will put them as my title favorite.
Indiana boat raced Illinois, as you guys know.
Oh, boy.
And again, that Oregon game. We'll talk more about that coming up, guys, and also some dog talk in the next hour. But again, guys, starts tomorrow morning early, bright 8 a.m., I should say, at 92.9 The Game. Abe is in for Carl. We got a conversation with one of our favorite guys next hour, Sal Capaccio. I said Sal Capaccio. Oh! From WGR up in Buffalo. Will people be diving on the tables off of Northside? I mean, I don't get it. I never understood people from upstate New York. Nothing against Sal. He's okay in our book, but we'll see what he says about Buffalo. And what are they saying up there? Because we have talked about stopping a guy who seems to be the immovable object in Josh Allen. And what does he think of the Falcons? And do you buy, by the way, real quick, before we catch a break, would you have preferred to see them undefeated rolling in here? Or do you feel
yes.
like the Patriots?
Yes.
I mean, look, coaches, new copycat. But it seems like the Patriots did some things we're going to try to do, and now maybe Buffalo's expecting it.
It's less to me about the roadmap and more to me about the response. The Bills are desperate to respond, especially, by the way, after seeing what happened to Philly in the second straight game.
All right, man. These are the smooth sounds of talking sports over Hall & Oates. Next hour, we'll do some sports talks over Alan Parsons Project right here on 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. grab some popcorn, and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.